Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Terrible. A guy said, I forgot to send you this, Shannon. I told this guy we were going to come into it today. Oh, shit. God damn it. Everyone leave me alone. Everyone be fucking cool. I'm going to send you this. This guy sent me, Shannon. It was actually a pretty fucking badass song that I think is going to be the winner. Okay. They're a professional band, okay, called Emure. E-M-M-U-R-E.
But why wouldn't he like send it to the email address?
Shannon,
follow the
don't
directions.
Fucking talk down to me in front of dad me.
No, this is not you.
Okay.
I'm not talking down to you.
It doesn't matter. You are talking down
to
me.
The fan.
Even there, you talk down to me again. Twice. You doubled down on it. It's wild.
I'm not at all.
It's wild to disrespect the
I so want people to send other people's music to see if Lewis recognizes it. Like, great hot new band, Led Zeppelin.
No, this is a band that's known. I think this. No, this guy's got a blue check mark. The Frank Palmieri sent me this, and the song is called Uncontrollable Descent. Now, I think this is the vibe of a fucking show. We are a badass fucking, we're a bad, no, but Shannon, you got to come in, do the intro again, and come in with this song. We're going to fucking do it all up, okay? Because I'm pretty sure this is it. Because this is the energy I'm trying to come at with people for a morning show, okay?
Okay,
so go.
Where are you sending it to me? Oh, you're just going to play it on
I just
phone?
No, I just told you the name of the fucking song. Uncontrollable Descent by Emure.
Can you pull it up instead of writing it down? Thank you.
Wow. Dylan, she just told you to suck her fat clit, you bitch. So start the whole intro over again. I think this is going to be the song. This guy sent it to me. He was like, dude, look, I'll get my label to say it's cool. I was like, got a label? This is the guy. All that other shit, everyone else sucks. All your music is horseshit. Everyone else that has sent it in. But this guy right here, fucking the Frank Palmieri, Italian, which I like. My new fucking Bergen County, Jersey roots. Everyone's Italian. I enjoy it. This is it. So start the intro over again, Shannon.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
All right. Now, obviously, that's not how it would start. Obviously. No, you fucked up. You fucked up, Dylan. Stop acting like you did. Did he fuck up, Shannon?
That's literally what you asked
But why
for.
Wouldn't you? No, you started it before the outro music had stopped.
So you want the outro music to completely fade?
No, it's still talking in the outro. It's still talking.
Fucking moron.
He wants it to have more impact.
Play the song. Just fucking play the song for when it starts. Start it how it starts. Start it over. See, now I'm all deflated. I don't have the same energy. This is a good song, though, right, Shannon? You don't like it.
It sounds just like noise.
No, start it over again. I'll show you what it's going to be. Watch, you'll see. This is fucking badass. Some fucking heavy metal.
It's Italian heavy metal.
Italian heavy metal, dude.
Italica.
All right, start it over one more time. I got to get the timing down. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast!
Sound like you're shitting.
Alright, maybe it is a little too heavy.
Damn.
It's a little too heavy, fine.
This is a perfect song for declaring war on stepdads.
Fucking Bruce Springsteen.
It's on site, Terry.
We got a great show planned today. Fine, you know what? I'm sorry. Emure, it's not right. It wasn't the right song. I'm sorry.
I have one other one ready to go. If you want
okay,
to
let
one
me
more.
Hear the next one. Jesus Christ.
This is how it is.
Whoa. welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's Monday. Right. Are you guys ready? Because we have a lot to talk about on today's show. This shit's going to get crazy. We got the Dad Meat Boys here. Mike Rady, Tim Butterly, Zach Amico, the international superstar with me as always. Are you guys ready to get real ass? Well, buckle the fuck up, baby boys. It's on.
That was pretty good.
That was
worth it. Yeah,
that we got better. There.
That wasn't bad.
We got there.
That wasn't bad.
Is that the same Italian?
Yes, it's another Italian neighbor.
Okay. So if the Super Mario Brothers didn't get into the Plumbers Union, that's what they would have done.
Yes. Listen, we have a great show planned today. Incredible show planned, as always. From the Dad Meat Podcast, we have both Tim Butterly and Mike Rainey. Tim on Twitter and Instagram is at Tim Butterly. At Mike Rainey _82 on Instagram, at Mike Rainey 82 on Twitter. Confusing, that's okay.
Never knew that.
We got to tighten up the branding.
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult.
That's our bad. Sorry,
it's not a big deal. Also follow Tim Butterly on Twitch. If you guys are following me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Tim Butterly, a way better video game player than me. I appreciate you carrying me to really not even victories. I'm so bad that we don't even win.
Yeah.
But you make me seem worse at video games.
I skew the matchmaking.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to grow you. I'm trying to nurture your growth as a person who's building his skill in an activity for retarded children.
I am trying to destroy retarded children. Something happened the other day. A child joined my
Rocket League.
ladies and gentlemen, you know. A child joined my Rocket League game the other day, and he started talking, and it was embarrassing because he beat me in the first game pretty handily, and then he joined, and it was a 7 or 8 year old kid, and it was just pathetic.
Yeah, that's how it goes. That's all Rocket League is. I got to be honest. I've got a lot of time in there. It doesn't change.
But that's at least justified. It's race car soccer. It's not like COD or anything.
Did you have to lure him into the car?
Looks at the car with candy in it. Yeah.
Listen, your mom was hurt earlier. Yeah. She's been in a terrible accident. Yeah. I need you to come with me.
Yeah. Because it's a customized just white van with no windows.
My whole life has just become doing podcasts, training for this fight, and playing video games.
That sounds pretty fucking sick.
That's all I do.
That rules.
And once in a while, I make my kid a sandwich. Once in a blue. But yeah, it's going pretty well. You guys are both going to be coming with me after today's show to Brooklyn.
Can't wait, man.
To do a little bit of training, which is great because my jiu-jitsu, listen, we edit this part out, Shannon, my jiu-jitsu is lacking. Oh. I can't let Jason Ellis know that he has a jiu-jitsu advantage because I think he knows that he has a striking advantage already.
So, he's got a bad leg though, bro.
He does got a bad leg.
He's got a bum wheel.
I'm assuming that he's not, when you have a bum knee like that, he can't go that hard with jiu-jitsu. He's not, there's no fucking way he's going to be training for this fight and he's going to be risking fucking up his leg again.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to really be taking it easy. You know, so
isn't he also like 48 years old?
He's 48 years old, but I move like a 58 year old.
Yeah, but I'm saying that you don't recover from injuries faster as you get older.
That's true, but I think he's on steroids and human growth hormone. I think he's admitted that openly. I don't think he cares about it. He wants to fight me in Bellator. I think the commission, he doesn't give a fuck. He's like, all right, mate, I'll get suspended for a year.
Yeah.
He's gonna fucking come in.
You're gonna have to fight on a reservation.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck, dude. That's fine. I don't really care. But I do have to sharpen my jiu-jitsu skills. I mean, I've been training jiu-jitsu, but I've been training jiu-jitsu for MMA. I go to an MMA sparring class in Jersey now, and I've been doing pretty damn fucking well.
You look good.
Oh, thanks, bro.
You look like you're in good. You look like you're getting in shape.
I'm getting in shape. Let's not say I look like I'm in good shape.
I'm not here to suck your bird. Dude.
Definitely getting in better shape. Shannon, have you noticed today? Is there a difference with the last time you saw me? There is, right?
Your shirt sleeves are hiked up a little higher.
there really should be a fucking pack of segs in one of your sleeves.
Shannon just said my shirt sleeves are hiked up.
Did you do that for us?
I did it for Shannon. Every time I walk in, I want Shannon to be a little bit more sexually attracted to me. So it's going to be.
Tim looks great. I almost didn't recognize him when he first walked in.
Thank you. That happened with Dylan like a month ago.
Okay, Butter.
Dylan came down to Philly. He had no idea who I was.
Yeah. Why? Not what's the should. Difference? I guess,
dude, what are you fucking talking about, bro? I'm in the best shape of my life now.
Does he look any? I feel like he doesn't looks no different from the last time I saw him.
Maybe because you're seeing him on Instagram. I'm gonna try to find an old picture.
He was probably 30 pounds heavier in January.
Yeah, I've lost. I've lost what, 400 pounds?
No big deal.
Past yeah, 6 months, dude.
Yeah, but dude, the problem with you is now I'm gonna be able to fucking just butt fuck you all over the jiu-jitsu mats.
We'll see.
Before you had that weight. Well, he had the weight before. It was fine, but now it's just fucking nothing. Now I need. Now you guys are both gonna have to come out of me together in order to really
you
handle.
You saw when I did that little boy out there.
He did my son. I do this with my son. I just tell my son to single leg takedown strangers, mm-hmm. and he does it. He doesn't give a fuck. He's ready to go. This time he was a little shy. He was like, "Dad, I don't know these guys." And I was like, "James, what are you afraid?" And he goes,
"That's all it took."
Yeah, and then he got up. And was like, "Fine, I'll do it."
Dude, it's crazy how like at 8 o'clock in the morning you could be arguing against cuties, and then 2 hours later, you're wrestling an 8-year-old boy.
That's true.
It's amazing how the universe works. Just raise your arms up. It's like, have at it, kid.
Cuties is the major controversy right now in the world.
I ain't touching it. I'm done. I'm out.
Zach got in trouble.
I tried.
I'm dehydrated. Yeah.
Zach lost a few fans because Zach tried to take the...
That it was bad advertising? Man, like, I can't. I'm out.
He's like, it's art. What?
Yeah. Listen, I'm never going to watch it because obviously I don't want to watch anything written and directed by a woman. Content aside,
should have started
it's
then.
So funny, the amount of people that are against cuties, they're just kicking up this emotional thing where people are going like, oh, like I kind of want to watch it now to see if it's as bad as they say it is.
And it's so funny, I read more people today who were mad at it saying that it's anti-Muslim propaganda.
Yeah, the backlash has the wave has crested and a larger wave has come back over. Now you're a racist if you think it's bad, I think.
Nice. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's right-wing propaganda that cuties is bad. And I just refuse to give a shit either way now.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like it's completely been removed from the fact that there are just men beating off to these four young girls in this movie, which is the problem. That's the only problem with it is you're actually putting young girls. These aren't like fucking claymation figures. These are real young women, hot young children, and you're making them do provocative, sexy dances. And, you know, I think America doesn't know how to feel about that.
My hunch is that it's an aggressively boring movie.
Is that what you call it, a hunch?
Yeah.
Dude, my hunch is throbbing right now.
Yeah, I'm putting hunch marks in the bottom of your desk right now. It's probably
hold on, I'm hunching up.
Violently boring. And then there's probably one scene where it's like, I don't know, something that would have been an American Beauty like 20 years ago. Something like one. Actually, I saw a clip of it on Twitter, and a girl definitely suggests touching her own asshole in a dance. I don't like that, but... I'm not the artist here.
I think the real thing to get mad at is those competitions where girls that age actually dance like that.
True, but I think that's the point of the movie. Like, you're supposed to be mad at that, not the depiction of it.
Yeah, but it is like, and I do understand that. Like, it is. Here's the thing. At the very least, it's up for debate because people were in my Twitch stream this morning being like, dude, you got fucking pedophile defenders in your network. I think she's talking about Corinne and you. Which, you know, honestly,
what fucking company to keep.
Yeah, I know. So you and Corinne look like you could be a female tag team wrestling duo. But here's the thing. It's at the very least up for debate. You can't go like, oh, anybody who's saying like the movie, you know, isn't fucking, you know, child porn is defending pedophilia. No, mm-hmm. It's not that. Like, I think it's weird. I think it's actually weird that it's real kids.
From the clip I saw, I wanted to take back everything I said.
Oh,
I
really? Like, why? Would you?
Just gross.
Yeah.
And even if it is out of context, it's not a good look.
I think at the very least, pedophile defender should be the next Avenger.
Pedophile offender?
Take the Wakanda guy's place. What's his name?
Stop. Don't do that. Don't do that, Mike. Stop it.
What? They need an African superhero. He's just an African guy who defends pedophiles.
Yeah. What about a guy that likes African kids?
In my country, the legal age of consent is 12.
This is just a French cinema.
It's just art.
I just don't give a fuck. It's like, dude, I've seen Serbian film 5 times. A guy delivers a baby and fucks it. I am not going to be shocked by cuties.
Yeah, but is it a real baby that gets fucked?
Yes.
No,
it's a doll or something.
Or something?
I was going to say, pull it up. Let's go. Yeah, I mean, that's just the thing. It's not like... I could see if
I don't get flooded. I'm not going to clutch my pearls.
Yeah, this isn't the one. He actually owns pearls.
Yeah, that's what I call beating off. By the way, clutching my pearl.
So, but
here's as close as I'll come to giving a shit about this, and I still refuse to. But the defense right now is they're depicting child sexuality to make child sexuality look bad. Okay. And do you remember how long in not even that recent or not even that long ago, it was, you can't even say bad words where you're making a bad person say the bad words. Do you understand what I'm saying? Where was it? So if you're showing child pornography, quote unquote, to show that child pornography is bad, remember when everyone was getting in trouble for saying, I don't want to say racist things, but like
Tarantino.
So you're trying to say that hot kids should be able to portray hot kids.
Yeah, they have to be hot kids. You can't get ugly kids to play hot kids.
Okay.
Because representation matters.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's like you have to have a black chick play the voice of a black chick. You can't have an adult play a hot kid. Hot kids need work. That's your point. Hot kids need work?
More, yeah, in a roundabout way.
That's the name of the episode. Hot kids need work. Okay.
They should make a sexy Goonies.
Goonies. I thought I was very attracted to the girl in Goonies as a kid.
Oh, Carrie Green.
I don't remember who she was. The redhead. I just remember being into her, and I remember there being an upskirt shot at one point in Goonies.
I had very low standards, so I was always a Martha Plimpton man.
Who's Martha Plimpton?
The ugly friend.
Oh, nice. I really liked Chunk. Who is
cut to 20 years later.
All right, let's thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. We do love YoKratom. They support everything we do. Skankfest, marquee sponsorship, the official lead sponsors of my entire fight camp, sponsoring my fight journal series on YouTube as well, which you guys can go grab new episodes every Sunday as well. Love Yo Kratom. If you guys are over the age of 21, they're an incredible company. If you guys are in the market for Kratom can be very, very helpful for things like pain relief. There's a lot of different strains. There's a lot of different benefits of Kratom. I say go online and see if Kratom can help you out. That's Kratom. Shannon is a huge fan of Yo Kratom and uses them regularly as well. And you should also know, if you guys are in the market, YoKratom.com is home of the $60 kilo. So right now, go to YoKratom.com and support them because they support us. Okay, where were we? Yeah, but I haven't seen the movie, but I do think the debate is just giving it so much like heat. Nobody would have given a fuck about this movie. So it's like, if you are passionately against it and you're posting about how it's awful, you're just sort of making people curious, especially people that are sort of on the fence and going like, well, I don't know if it's child, you know, the movie is made, you know, are these are all like unknown actresses and actors, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. It's what a weird thing for these kids to be doing though. Cause now they're like, they're known as the fucking little pedo movie stars.
You know what is weird? They auditioned 650 girls for it.
They're like, you're too fat.
When I heard that number, I was like, all right, that's you needed to see that many?
Yeah, can we get the audition tapes?
Yeah.
Dan Schneider's just smelling the dance floor when the kids clear out.
It's a whole weird thing. The child acting thing is weird in general. The fact that they're auditioning 650 kids.
Well, that's probably just a cattle call day at like a convention center.
Yeah, but like, have you seen the shit that like Dan Schneider and those dudes did in Nickelodeon?
Oh, yeah,
they would bring you to like a big party, and they'd be like, "You better hang out by the pool if you want to get a part." That's where all like the best casting dudes are. They're over by the pool.
Is that the Return of the Living Dead guy?
I don't know.
One of the Nickelodeon guys is one of the punks.
He was from Head of the Class.
Yeah,
remember, Dennis?
Dan Schneider played. He was actually in
maybe
Good Burger. He played the manager of the Good Burger restaurant.
Well, he did everything. He was like a one-man show at Nickelodeon. He made all their money.
Yeah.
And the whole time, he was just
a child-molesting Swiss Army knife.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not what I'm thinking of.
Look at that.
Cut face to Amanda Bynes with a face tattoo.
Yay.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
I don't know. I mean, look, what do you think, Shannon? You're a female. Maybe female perspective is important here. Because the movie, it does seem a little bit, if that was my fucking daughter and she was in that movie, it'd be a problem.
I don't know enough about it. I know this is one of Dylan's stories that he submitted this week, and he has a bunch of clips. I don't know if you're interested in seeing the clips. I don't know much about it.
He's shaking his head now.
You can't just say that. listen, I do want to preface this because you guys are talking about it. Real all shit aside, I have these clips, and I do want to say I don't even want to show them because it's if you haven't seen them yourselves, I have three clips. If you just Google the worst clips, there's multiple. There's one when the main girl starts stripping for an older gentleman.
Hell yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck are you doing? And then she runs
to the bathroom. What the fuck is she doing?
Can you show them? And then
takes a picture of her pussy.
Can you show it with a side-by-side shot of the close-up of Zach's face?
Okay, so this is like a really sexual.
And then there's another scene right here is where she meets the other main girl with the glasses, and then she starts dancing. She has her finger in her mouth while her ass is like hitting the ground, like her stomach, like dancing.
Yeah, no, we don't gotta watch it.
I don't want to put that exactly. And then the other one is
send me the link just in case. And I can't stop making the jokes. That's the real problem.
I mean, the thing is.
Yeah, Zach's the one that Zach referred to is they're all dancing, I think, on the main stage. And
Dylan, slow down.
You sound like you're fucking.
That's
weird.
How upsetting it is. Look what it does to you when you watch the movie.
Dude, the camera's only on their genitals.
Dylan, slow down.
But that's the point, bro. Fuck you.
Slow down. Right? I don't know. You just, when you talk, you come in like a fucking bat out of hell. You're like, blah, blah, blah. It's so obvious you're nervous. Relax. Just breathe. Thank you. I'm going to turn him into a good fucking podcast producer eventually.
He's taking notes. He's been pretending to write this entire time. That's what's up.
Yeah, we don't have to watch it. It's fucking weird. I don't know. I have people can go see it for themselves. You know,
people
what I'm
are spending
I,
too much energy on it, one way or another.
I agree.
Knock that shit off, dude. Stop participating.
Yeah, dude. It's just not. It's not that we've done. And there are movies about the sexualization of children. I remember. I don't know.
Kids.
Yeah, those were like kids. Yeah, they were supposed to be like kids, but they weren't that young. These girls are supposed to be like 10 or 12 or whatever. These are like little girls. And kids, they were like, you know, we were 16 years old. We were all fucking and doing drugs and finger banging and doing shit like that. It's a little different.
Getting AIDS.
Yeah, just fucking giving.
We were just doing rainbow parties. Shit,
dude.
Giving AIDS via rape.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Come on.
How old were you when you first started fingering?
You remember that? My first fingering was a girl, a half Asian girl that I dated. I was in the ninth grade.
I thought you were about to say the Navy.
I was
on the CR in line.
I think she was in the eighth or ninth grade. Or maybe I was in 10th and she was in 9th. She went to Nyack High School. I went to North Rockland High School. I couldn't even drive because my buddy James had to drive me to drop me off at her. That's why I named my son James, because he used to drive me to finger.
Did you know that?
Why I named my son that. That's how fucking down this kid was, dude. He's just waiting outside while I was fucking her finger popping this fucking. And all young girls, they didn't know how to clean their pussies. Whatever it was, dude, young girls' pussies just stunk. It stayed with you. You'd come out. Your fingers would smell like armpits and shit. I think that's that's the way young pussy smells.
The first girl I went down on, as she took her pants down, she went, "Sorry, I had a lot of onions today." Her pussy stunk like onions. But then it was like 6 months before I got another vagina in my life. So I just thought all pussy stunk like onions, and I would try to work the conversations.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I bet you're gonna fucking hands gonna smell like onions later.
You're like, no, it's okay, and you're crying.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, dude, this burger smells like pussy.
Yeah. I thought
burger covered in cheese and pussy.
Yeah. That's what I thought the move was. It's onion pussy.
What about you, Zach? What was the first time you finger banged a chick?
It was right around the same time.
Yeah.
Do you probably remember? Like 10th grade.
Yeah. Did you what about you guys? What was the first finger popping?
Same. That feels late. It feels like we're a bunch of fucking losers.
You want to hear late? 21.
No shit.
Dude, I didn't get laid till I was 19, and that was
Didn't finger her until you didn't finger her after you got laid 2 years later?
Dude, the first time I got
just
laid
went in like this.
It was just like a like a
black
fucking
guy with guns pointed at him.
All right, I'll do it. But it was just
eating her out, I can't breathe.
One of those instances where you're like, I gotta do something now. And I had just straight up sex, and then a month later I had sex again with a different girl with no foreplay. And then I got a girlfriend when I was 21, who's my wife now. And we were just, you know, off to the races.
Fingering all over the
place. Doesn't that make you sound crazy?
Yeah.
Makes you sound insane.
Yeah.
I mean, it rules, but.
I don't think so. I would have liked to finger in the woods.
Ah, true.
I would love to have carpal tunnel right now.
Fingering was, I didn't remember, like, you in the beginning, you don't know what you're doing at all. Like, you're just. I mean,
I would argue I still don't know what I'm doing. If I had to learn to finger a new chick this late in life.
No, I know what I'm doing. Can I tell you what I've learned this late in life? Okay. Because, you know, you don't know what you're doing. You're right. But just in that, you know what you're doing. Now that we know that we don't know what the fuck's going on and every woman is different, once you know that and you go, like, okay, just ask. Just fucking ask.
Yeah.
Say, hey, bitch, what do you like?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? Is that good? Do you like it? And sometimes women, the problem is, they will lie. You have to be honest. You have to be honest very quickly in when you're being sexual with somebody, right? But that's the difference now. It's like, but back in the day, you used to be like, what was the, you used to hear about a technique and you would just do the different techniques.
Mm-hmm.
you know. But now you gotta, like, some bitches like clip play, some bitches like the fucking come here, some Scoop. Bitches like it fucking too really hard. Some bitches like you press there and you fucking
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Fucking and you gotta jam downward.
Some like, girls want their assholes fingered, some just want the finger on the asshole, like
a hint of butthole.
Like a flute.
Yeah, like, some like girls, a button on a flute. Some girls want their clits licked while you're fingering them with one finger, two fingers, spread fingers. It's wild.
Shannon, how turned on are you right now?
Shannon's screaming all over the place.
Dylan's writing faster.
Dude, that fucking office smells like onions. Onion bomb in the office. Shannon, what is your technique? How do you like to be finger popped? This, and can you please put on some sexy music, Dylan? Slow down, Shannon. Don't go into it yet. Some sexy saxophone music, Dylan. Not whatever fucking sexy music to a 22-year-old. It's like some XXXTentacion fucking rap music.
I had this queued up.
There you go. Yeah, Shannon. It's how do you like
it? Anyway,
like
some fucking dumb bitches like when you punch them in their pussy. Some like when you step on their cunt. Shannon, pull that up. What do you like?
Some like when you step on their cunt. Some like it when you treat their clit like a cigarette. You put it out and you keep on.
It's never a good fingering when it starts with somebody yelling, hi-ya.
Some of them want you to suck their clit like it's a tiny dick.
Shit. Some do though. Some like you to suck their clit like it's a tiny dick. Some like all of the above.
I like Italian metal singers to scream into it like it's a microphone. They're for strokes.
That's a money. When the mood hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
Andrea Bocelli.
I'm fingering here.
It's only two times. Sometimes you gotta finger the puss.
Accidentally fingering while he's having a conversation with another guy.
Somebody would have fucking left, yeah?
I'm sorry, I eat pussy with my hands. I always have. I got it from my mom.
The bed doesn't have sheets, it's just covered in plastic.
You finger her again and you're dead!
So, Shannon,
you ever finger my mother? Strongest woman I ever met.
I was fingering my mother, God rest her soul.
I grabbed a goo.
You put your fingers in there and you act like you're stirring the gravy.
I'm stirring.
Shannon.
You ever do that, Shannon?
You think, Shannon? How do you like to be fingered, Shannon? The fans are on the edge of their fucking seats right now. They love it.
You know you're not going to get a good answer.
Yes, we are. We're going to get a great answer right now. Go.
No, I don't have like one steady thing. It varies. It just depends like what you're in the mood for that day. I assume it's that way for everybody.
What you're in the mood for that day.
Yeah.
No, I'm always in the mood for a specific type of blowjob. If you start switching it up on me, I'm going to be like, hey, stupid, what are we doing? No, keep it sexy. I'm being sexy right now. Yeah, when I get my dick sucked, this is what I like.
Is there more than one way to get your dick sucked?
Yeah, well, there is, obviously.
Just jam on it, right? Clumsily.
Well,
in the dark.
You could run into their mouth.
They could pull it between your legs and suck it from behind.
Oh,
yeah. Like a dirty man okay. that you
no,
are.
No.
How did I overlook that?
You're the suck sideways guy.
I'm going to catch a lot of shit for that. God.
You guys are... You listen. No, there's obviously there's mouth on it, fucking sucking. Mm-hmm. Then there's hand and mouth, which I'm a fan of the hand and mouth technique. I like a little bit of fucking... Because I think it sends a message that my dick's bigger than it is.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, she needs her hand and her mouth.
Then there's looking at you while she's sucking somebody else's dick.
Yeah, then there's her not even being there.
There's you sucking just her dick. Just me.
It's me stepping on her clit like a cigarette.
Her blowing a black guy while your son watches Captain Underpants in the lobby.
Could you imagine the audacity of having a preference for how you get your dick sucked? Jesus Christ.
I do. I have a preference. I want some hand action. If a chick just puts it in her mouth and fucking starts sucking it like that, I'm like, what is going on here?
Oh my God.
I want to fucking...
I'm like a retarded kid getting Christmas presents. I'm like, wow, I can't believe this.
Wow. Oh, come
Holy
on.
Holy smokes.
Gee golly.
You're going to only say you're only happy when John Cena walks in the room.
Wow, lady, I think I'm going to come.
You got to twist around your heavyweight belt.
Yeah, I do enjoy a 69.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Big fan of the 69. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shannon, don't make a face like you're disgusted.
I'm not. I'm trying to stay as expressionless as possible.
Who's a fan of the 69? Come on, y'all.
Yeah, right.
Come on, y'all.
69 is like the adult Gravitron.
Dude, 69 rules.
I'm not a fan.
Shannon, shut the fuck. Why?
Because you can't pay attention to either thing 100%.
No, you pay attention to it like fucking 80%.
If you give it your all, you get their all.
Also, it's just like there's you're like getting your dick sucked, right? And then there's a fucking a pussy.
This episode is brought to you by Pushy Dreams, just like real pussy without the THC.
You got to find the right guy to do it. Like, you got to find a guy that played tuba in high school.
You got a pussy mashed on your face, like just all sloppy and just mashed right there. It's the fucking bomb.
You ever been on the top in a 69?
I talked about this recently.
That's upsetting.
If I take top position at 69 with you, I have no respect for you as a human being. You are a fucking dirty hooker.
If Lewis is on the top of the 69, he actually meant the tombstone pile driver and fell forward.
Dude, being on top of the 69, like you're holding your weight up like you're reaching for something behind a couch. It's the most uncomfortable position.
Dude, gravity, just like my fat is just falling onto her. Like she just has to do, like, God damn it.
Yeah. I got ball goggles.
I'm like, I have no respect for this woman. If I'm on top of her just pumping my fat fucking just... I mean, I'm disgusted with myself during it. That's what's turning me on is it's so disgusting. Mm-hmm. Just realize that, woman. And there's women that are listening to this podcast that have done 69s where I was in top position. And they're like, what the fuck? Really? I'm like, yes. Yes, bitch. You.
It feels so unnatural. It's like when you see like a quadriplegic in a standing desk. It's just like, no, please put it back down.
Yeah. I don't like it. All right, Shane, cut the music now. But I love it. I think I try to 69 every time I sleep with a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time I get my dick sucked, I'm like,
why don't we flip over? This could be twice as good.
Mm-hmm. You just angle like a cat to get what you want.
Yeah. You do the side to side?
Oh, that's intimate. Side to side.
That's like
intimate.
I'm in love.
Yeah, really? That's like you're caressing an ass. Like softly. Like you're brushing its hair back. It'll put your fucking cheeks to sleep right now.
You want to watch a movie? I'll cook you, dude. Okay? Just fucking. I'm in love with her ass and pussy.
Yeah, that's how I prefer to snuggle, dude. That's the only way I snuggle. Is cheeks in my face.
Side to side.
Get your 69. Fucking face away from my head right now.
shit. All right, we should thank mybookie.ag for supporting today's show. We love mybookie.ag. If you guys love sports, anything, I'm a big MMA fan. If you guys love mixed martial arts, it's already a super exciting sport. Go put a little bit of fucking cash on it and see how much more exciting it becomes. You know, I'll tell you right now, gambling on anything, and you're going to see how much more exciting it becomes, much less the most exciting sports in the world. Football season is back. The NBA is coming back. Major League Baseball. There's sports are essentially back altogether, so it's a great time to go to mybookie.ag. And we're going to give you some cash to play with as well. Right now, if you go to mybookie.ag and use the promo code RAP, they're going to double your first deposit. New players also get up to $1,000 in free play. This is designed to add more excitement to the sports you already love and the games that you already bet on. Once again, right now, go to mybookie.ag and use the promo code RAP with your first deposit to double it. Okay, let's get back into it. Oh my God, let's do some plugs real quick. Let's just, goddamn, that's funny. Real quick, let's get them out of the way. Obviously, Dad Meat Podcast. Anything else to plug, gentlemen?
No, dude. Check out the Dad Meat YouTube channel. Throw us a fucking subscription. It's not going to cost you anything. Maybe you'll see some shit you like. Maybe you'll hear some shit you need to hear. Maybe you'll watch some sketches that will make you laugh.
Yeah, real quick, the basis of Dad Meat is Tim and I are two fat fucking gay retarded reform losers, and we got our shit together a couple years ago after blaming every one of our fucking problems on the world. And we realized that if we just start doing shit on our own, shit will start to bend our way. And fortunately, the listeners are people who think the same way and act the same way, and just people who do cool shit and take it upon themselves to change their own lives.
Just fucking badasses. That's
all, dude.
Yeah, fucking rules.
That's all,
man.
Dude.
Just fucking badasses. That's it.
A bunch of fucking retards, not just, you know, clocking in, clocking out, and accepting the fucking slop that's put in front of them.
I love it.
That's all it is.
I love it, dude. Who accepts the slop put in front of them?
Losers.
Well, fucking losers.
I did. Well, Tim
with the assholes,
bro,
in front of his face.
Fake ass dudes.
I was guilty of it for a very long time, and I just, I can't live that way anymore.
Zach Amico.
It was literally like they named what I did, and then you had to say my name. Follow me on Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other show. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight, and Catalyst Wrestling Saturdays at 11 a.m.
Subscribe, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. You get access to this show's complete on-demand library. Every episode of the Real Ass Podcast that we've done from the very beginning, nearly 600 episodes now, plus Legion of Skanks, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Believe You Me with Michael Bisping, Jamie Josta Show, Tommy Dreamer Show. We have so many incredible shows on the network. The thing is, Ding with Shannon Lee Hire. So make sure you support. You get thousands of hours of content right there and then, uncensored and ad-free. Plus, you get access to the Racist Live Chat, which is always a part of the show. I have it up right now, okay? Let's see. Stank Boot says he and DeRosa should have a Without a Shoulders podcast. That's funny.
What up, Stank, by the way?
Lick My Gooch just wrote the N-word, right? It's great. Hell yeah, dude.
And the N-word wrote, lick my gooch.
Yeah, what else is going on? My Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake, affiliated over there. So go subscribe there. If you guys got an Amazon Prime account, you can throw me a free Twitch subscription. That's how you can support me as well, which is pretty fucking badass. Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review. One reviewer every month we give out a free piece of merch to. Good or bad review, we don't give a fuck. And just tell some friends about the show. I think we should do a monthly, like a day of the month. Maybe it's the first of the month. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do a real ass fucking podcast day. Okay? This is the thing. Maybe you're a little superstitious. Okay? The first of the month, every first of the month, what you have to do is you have to introduce the Real Ass Podcast to at least one person that has never heard of it that you think you'd like it. Okay? The more people you introduce it to, the more good luck you will get. This is the Real Ass Gods that are fucking coming in. I'm telling you right now.
Are you replacing Rabbit Rabbit?
This is a replacement for Rabbit Rabbit Day. You go, what do you, that's
retard,
all.
Retard.
Sorry, guys. I literally brain farted there. I started speaking like Porky Pig.
Abadi, the N-word.
Yeah, no, the first of the month from now on is Real Ass Podcast Day. Reddit. Right?
Yeah.
Reddit. I like that. Reddit?
Reddit.
Rabbit. You can still say rabbit. I'm going to say rabbit. I have to. I get good luck every month. Introduce the podcast to one friend and the first of the month every month. That's how you can fucking support the show and keep this bad boy growing. And that's really that. That's all I got to plug right now. That's all I got to say about that.
You did. That went well. That was good.
I think the winner you should pick this month should be the guy that used the N-word. Give him a t-shirt.
Gooch?
Yeah.
Or was it Stink Boot?
Nah, Stank Boot's a good boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go. Let's see. Aspersian Caster says, I can't even get people to listen to LOS. Okay, that is true.
Fair enough. Okay.
All right, fine. Shannon stories are silly sometimes. Let's see. We have a new potential pet on the show. By the way, my sister's trying to get me to get a cat for my son.
That's a great idea.
Do cats eat crickets?
They'll kill them.
They'll hunt them and they'll at least tear their legs off so they can't make noise.
I don't like the crickets that are in my backyard.
Well, if you get the right cat, they'll top 69 with the crickets. You might have to train it though.
Yeah. I do not like crickets, even in nature. They're disgusting, actually. You don't realize what a cricket is, Shannon.
They come to all your shows. I have to warm them up.
Lewis, are you saying I don't know what a cricket is?
You don't know what a cricket is.
I've lived with them for months.
I know. I'm saying the general people don't know what a cricket is.
No.
And you in general, you understood. Remember I tried to do that bad joke? I thought it was a great idea.
I genuinely like that joke.
Where I said, I was like, how do you know the crickets just don't love my comedy? Like you can't hear what they're saying. They're like rolling in their eyes. I was like, this guy rules. But we just hear.
Got a hand over his mouth, walking in a circle like a black guy.
Is it a lot quieter where you live now?
Oh, it's delightfully quiet.
Yeah.
There's so many crickets. There's so many rabbits and bunnies and squirrels. Mm. But yeah, I don't like them. I don't like these. I don't like all the creatures. Crickets are, are they in the cockroach family?
Let's say that word. I don't know. I'm not looking it up.
Family?
Don't
look it
I don't know if you're talking about actual bugs or minorities right now.
we're really talking about...
Because I also live in a cockroach neighborhood. A lot of dirt
crickets,
bugs.
Dominicans.
Shooting off fireworks at all crickets hours of the night.
Yeah, they make a lot of noise. They're unwanted. Shannon, are they in the cockroach family?
I'm in a stink bug neighborhood.
Dylan's looking it up. I'm scared to look it up and see pictures.
Yeah, give me some cricket facts because they're all over my yard, right? I picked up my garbage can. I go to move my garbage, and they scatter. The same way that roaches scatter when you turn the lights on. I saw like 8 crickets, and they give me the heebie-jeebies.
Man, you're such a Jersey guy now.
It's fucking wild, dude.
I'm moving trash cans in my yard. Wow, bro. Stop bragging, dude.
Dylan,
so they're not close to cockroaches. Like an earwig, I don't know what that is. Earwigs are is the closest relative to a cockroach. Says a cricket is, I'm going to try this word, orthopeter?
Orthopedics.
No, what?
Yes. It's not orthopedics. Yes, it is. Orthopedics. That's the word you're thinking of.
It's not the word.
Anyway.
They're like the Irish. They make a lot of noise.
Like a beetle, like a mantis.
They jump at you and they scream. It is the worst fucking creature.
Now I don't know if we're talking about bugs. I got lost.
All right, this is the St. Paddy's Day parade.
Listen to me. They're cockroaches that jump and scream. That's all they are, okay? And it is a nightmare. They're from hell. Have you seen a cricket? Have you seen one? Yeah. Have you ever really looked at one?
I've seen them dropped into snake cages.
I get it now. I completely get why we kill crickets.
Yeah, frogs probably eat them. You should get frogs.
Dude, I should load my backyard up with frogs. I would rather frogs than crickets. I got to be honest with you. Though the frog, it would also be a problem. How do we kill frogs?
I don't know. How much would 45,000 chameleons cost? They'll set you straight.
What if we just get fucking snakes? We just release snakes into the backyard.
You are quickly turning this into a Puerto Rican Noah's Ark. I'm going to get 2 pit bulls walking up into his backyard.
2 of every type of pit bull. That's all I have. shit. I mean, look, I got to be honest with you. I do not enjoy crickets. Then they get into my garage while I'm working out. And it's just, I don't know why it bugs me.
I can't even sympathize with you right now.
Why?
Because I can't do anything in my life. Every episode of our podcast has maybe 35 minutes of reggaeton playing louder than I can talk.
Oh, from your neighbors?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just from, not even my neighbors, just from the people driving by. Like, I live on a road that leads to fucking 95. And it's just
19
a dirt. It's like a dirt bike parade every night, and they got those Puerto Rican Batmobiles, like the 3-wheeled motorcycles, with just like the military speakers on them, and it rattles my mind.
Those people should be dead. Mm.
So I would,
if
I
you
would
play your music louder than speaking volume while you're in your car, you should be killed.
Yeah, well, absolutely, and a lot of them are. There's a lot of teddy bear memorials on my street. I would give anything for the ability to hear a cricket in my own home.
I guess the grass is always greener because I did move from Harlem where that, but you're right. I would rather cricket than the Puerto Ricans in my neighborhood. It was unbearable. I would throw things at them out my window. I would throw eggs.
Yeah.
At them. Sometimes empty like milk cartons.
Yeah, I get it.
Just hearing a 2-stroke motor. Just ringing, 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 18 hours a day. And working from home, too.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah,
I'm going to blow my brains out.
I thought you guys lived in... I don't know why I imagine you both live in the sticks.
No, I live right by the Philly airport.
Oh. That sounds awful.
It's not as much reggaeton, but it's just barely above that. Yeah.
Just fucking jet engines coming down everywhere. Your podcast is a hard listen. Like, very funny, but you guys... Yeah, I... Yeah, I did not miss that at all. But look, I guess you're right. I guess I am being a little
count your blessings,
right
now, bro.
About these crickets. But I'll tell you right now, dude, it's not even so much that I care about the sound. It's just that I've seen them, and I have large crickets. These aren't little fucking crickets, dude. These are big, muscular, fucking Jack Diesel crickets, dude. Pull up a cricket. Can we see a cricket on the screen? Shannon's going to freak out like a fucking pussy. Shannon, will you never visit my house because of the cricket problem? Look at that. Whoa. Look at, that's a diesel ass. They're heavy, dude. They're heavy. They jump and you hear them fucking smack onto the ground.
It looks like a locust. We have lantern flies too, by the way, and they'll jump into your mouth as you're walking around. You guys have lantern flies up here? Dude, lantern flies are the most aggressive bugs I've ever seen. If you're walking anywhere with trees in Pennsylvania,
it's like a cast member from Cuties.
They'll jump into like your open eyes. It's wow. crazy.
Yeah, they are the black Israelites of the yeah.
I've never seen a lantern bug. I don't even know what it is.
It's like an invasive species, and they're just like killing vegetation and, yeah. and just being real rude. These
bugs are awful, dude. Horseflies. This summer we were camping. These fucking giant horseflies. You forget that horseflies even exist. You're in the city. You're like, what's a horsefly? It's a gigantic fly. Mm-hmm. It's the size of a half dollar, and yeah. it has fangs, and it bites you.
Yeah, you're trying to hang out by the bay, and they bite you. Oh, lantern flies also, when they spread their wings, are beautiful. They're like red and blue under all that gray shit.
And then you open your mouth like, wow.
Yeah, standing 69 you.
Sometimes you gotta take a shit on the sidewalk to see if horseflies still exist. It's like, ah, there they go.
Every time I've ever hung out by a bay, I get bitten by horseflies.
I mean, I don't even know what horseflies really are. They're just giant flies.
I don't fucking know.
What is the booth in the lab? Why are they laughing at me in the booth? What are you laughing at me? You fucking cocksuckers.
He's laughing at me.
Shannon just puked into the mixer.
Horseflies are fucking horseflies. Yeah,
no,
okay.
I also don't know what it is. He's laughing at me because I'm sad we're going to have to show another picture of a bug.
Yeah, let's see a horsefly.
She's laughing because she's got a Sibian work chair.
You got to really like see the fangs wow. work. You like, get a video of like
that's a bad guy bug.
Also, it looks like a fly, but they're thick as fuck. Like they're big.
That's like a fly if it was Batman.
Legs coming out of its face. Oh, no, I'm just looking at it wrong.
They say, hey, my man.
Yo.
Man, you have great problems. If crickets are jamming you up that bad, you're in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, dude, this is a goddamn
thing. Horsefly looks like the bouncer of the fly community. Excuse me. I'm going to have to check you real quick.
Oh, I can't chirp? I'm just chirping. Just bouncing crickets out of your house.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, I'm not a woodsy type of guy. I wanna know what I can do about the cricket problem in the backyard. This isn't like, I don't even think like I think that's against nature.
Try looking
I'm
at
doing.
The stars. When you hear crickets chirping, go outside, look at the fucking stars.
No, I want to do something about the stars. Is there any way? Can we black
starlight
out?
Burns?
Can we get rid of the stars? They're really fucking twinkling and distracting. I can't focus on how much I hate these crickets when my eyes are getting all twinkled up.
You only have a couple more weeks before they're done for the season. Once the temperature drops below like 60-something.
Then they all die?
Yeah.
Yes.
Unless they... Well, no, it's fine.
Fucking zombie winter crickets?
No, if they like, you know, hole up in your house, which is what happened to me, then they're like in
I don't
there.
Mind spiders. Like, I could have spiders all over my house. I have no issue with it. Like... Not an issue.
Yeah, they don't fuck with anybody.
Remember that movie, Arachnophobia?
Yeah.
Mm. Nothing. If they would have done that exact movie with fucking maggots. I have a massive fear of maggots.
I always thought, remember in Spawn when the clown eats the pizza with the maggots on it? I always thought that was like oddly appetizing. I was like, that'd probably fill me up.
Fuck yeah, dude. Extra protein.
Just eat a full maggot pizza.
You ever watch Naked and Afraid? Those are grubs.
Oh,
so slimy. You get satisfied.
Exactly. Dude. I've always fantasized about filling up on gross.
You should be a cum nutritionist.
Ew. Oh.
Not those. Not that.
Hey,
what are you doing?
Holy shit. Holy shit.
I thought I was having a stroke for a second. Did you see it?
I'm sorry. I thought you guys would have seen some beaten dogs.
Yeah, that was the old...
That was our old show pet.
That's, by the way, we did get ADD, Shannon. I don't even remember. We were going to talk about our new pet. Go ahead.
And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What did you say? What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
Marijuana affects the memory.
I do smoke a lot of weed.
So our new pet will be Jasper. He is the hairless and eyeless cat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is...
Whoa.
Out of...
Oh, I thought that was the eBay for a second. That's like eBay.
That's like out of a nightmare for like evil wizards. Evil wizards to conjure up things like this.
Cover it with a sweater.
Why is he eyeless?
So he was born totally normal. And hold on, I think they have pictures of... he was born normal. And then he had these ulcerative tumors behind his eyes. So within 5 years, he had to get both of his eyes removed.
Within 2 years, he developed assholes on his face.
He'd be great to come and like deliver you a serious message in your nightmares. Yeah.
He
just name him Voldemort and love him.
Yeah, he really does look like he shows up out of like smoke shadows. It's a horrible cat. He's just like, kill me.
Very
bad. I have 8 more lives. Let me fucking die.
He's got a very ball-like scalp, too.
He looks like the guy from Metallica's One Video.
Oh, my, oh, boy. Oh, my God. He's horrible. Jesus. Can we have him somehow?
Yikes, dude.
I want a horrifying pet. That's all I want.
That would be great to just have. But then you can't, like, because people can't say anything when they're at your house. They can't be like, ah!
Ooh. It'd be cool if you can get him like glass googly eyes too.
Just like wobbling around. Did you get the little plastic ones and pop him in?
He's just licking his asshole with his eyes swirling around in his head.
Put an extra eyeball on his asshole.
Oh, shit. Dude, that cat is awesome. I want a horrifying pet. Not just a 3-legged dog. I want like, all right, I would take a 2-legged dog, but it can't be missing its back legs where it drags itself. It's got to be missing its front legs.
So it hops like a kangaroo. Yeah.
No, it hasn't learned to do that. It has to drag itself with its face.
Got to put books under him so he can stand up.
Yeah, I want a horrifying pet. If you guys have a or if you could actually torture or maim a pet and send it to us. What's the address, Shannon? No. No. Shannon, what's the address? No. Come on, it's fine.
I forgot it. Yeah. I don't remember the address.
Shannon, I remember it's P.O. Box number 311.
Yep, send it there.
Guys, go listen to an old episode. If you can, all right, the best tortured and maimed pet. Shut up. Stop being gay. The best tortured and maimed pet sent via snail mail to our inbox. You'll get a free Real Ass Podcast merchandise package. You could do whatever you want. I used to torture my pro wrestling figures, the big rubber ones. I used to like do crazy things to them. I used to like saw off their hands and fucking, you know, give them extra like limbs and melt them and like make them. What was the bad guy from Toy Story? Sid.
Yeah.
I used to sit out all my toys because my mom wouldn't buy me new toys, so I had to make my own new toys once I got bored of them. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would do to all my toys. So that's all I'm saying is do that to your pets and send them to us.
It's crazy. I think package. You were actually voodoo dolling all these fat old diabetic wrestlers. That keep losing.
He's cutting the legs off of Kamala.
He's making his Jake the Snake doll smoke crack.
Dude, if Mick Foley ends up having like Kinect's arms at some point, you'll know Lewis did it.
That's fucking hilarious. Some voodoo dolling.
Throwing his own heart off the stairs.
Oh shit.
Do you remember the old rubber wrestling dolls from like the 80s?
Yeah, these are the ones that I was talking about. Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
I used to collect them and I bullied a kid that my mom used to babysit. And it was the most awesome get back that anybody's ever got me back with, but he over time chewed the paint off of every one of my wrestlers so that after like a year, I just 15. Had beige wrestlers.
Wait, what happened? I missed.
So he was 15.
Oh. Yeah. So yeah, those wrestlers, my friend John Hickey got in trouble because I was citifying all of my toys and I only had like, I had like Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, and maybe one more. My friend John had like 40 of them. He had everything at the ring. He had fucking like all like, and I was like, dude, we should totally just destroy all of these collector's items. Mm-hmm. And he did the same thing and his parents were furious. A lot of my friend's parents didn't want them hanging out with me. And now I realize why. Yeah, now that I have a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I wouldn't want like my kid hanging out with a kid who was like regularly saying, hey, we should powerbomb each other. Like through tables, like we should, like we'd go down and we'd steal sheetrock from like,
yeah, like, you put it between two shopping carts,
yeah, and just fucking try it, like, for sure. And I'd be like, bring your little brother along. We're gonna do. He's lighter,
yeah, so he's lighter. We could
practice on him. And if that was happening, like, there's just no chance. Like that kid, it's not a bad kid. He's not coming and maybe murdering my child.
I want that to happen for my kids, but I don't want to know about it because it is formative.
Yeah. Oh, it's really important. Fun. It's yeah. Look, you know, like this is one of the reasons why I wanted to move to the suburbs. So my kid can fucking climb a tree. My kid's a weird little fucking, oh, you make me sick. He's a weird little city kid. Right. And he's just like, he has play dates like 3 times a month where it's like for an hour and it's another city mom drinking fucking tea and his mom. Mm-hmm. They're all like,
we saw a lot of city kids on the way here, man. A lot of kids way too old for strollers sitting in strollers.
Yeah. Well, because it's more convenient for the parent.
Very weird.
Having to fucking walk down the street with a 5-year-old, you just like strap him in.
Yeah, you got to hold him by the neck and say, walk, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's too much. So that's it. I wanted my kid to be able to climb a tree, fucking
fall off of shit,
get chased by white people.
Mm.
he's pretty poor. We're the
is it like super sanitized around here too, where like kids like they can't even kind of like roughhouse? You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no roughhousing. That's like suburban and rural kids. They like to fucking roughhouse and they like to get into shit. They like to dig holes, get dirty. City kids are little prissy fucking pussies. Mm. Unless you're growing up in the hood, then it's like legitimately dangerous.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we all have scars from abandoned factories and shit like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You need abandoned factories is what you need.
There was like three kids who were growing up who were pegged in the head with rocks because there'd be a fence and be like, we're going to have a rock war with these other kids that we're friends with and just throwing rocks over a fence and they're just... And the only thing that could happen is somebody's going to get hit in the face. Like, that's just like, you're just doing it to... I have no idea why we would do that, but we would do that regularly.
It's like Kid Braveheart.
Yeah.
Bravetard.
There's always the kid that hit a rock in the snowball. Yeah. Did you guys not have that?
Yeah,
that
real dirtball shit. Yeah,
or pee on the snowball.
Oh.
Yeah, which never really worked.
No, they just had a handful of pee.
Yeah, you just pee into somebody's mouth.
We had a train depot near us so that freight trains going through our neighborhood would be slow enough that you could catch up to them on foot. So we had kids constantly just getting fucked up by trains. And I remember there was a kid, the day he came back to school after falling between two train cars, he looked like, you remember when they show the flashbacks of Jason Voorhees looking all fucked up? Yeah, this kid came in and his head was just all staples. Yeah,
and an orthopedic hockey mask.
And they brought him into school and all of our reactions were like, dude, that fucking rules. What? And he's like, hey, I think he's still kind of weird from it too.
I'm sure. So what happened? He got pulled like under.
I don't think he got ran over by the train, but he was on a moving train and fell between the cars and like bing, 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 bing all the way down until he landed on the fucking rocks.
Wow. That's that's really scary.
I mean, it could have been, it could have cut his head off.
That's true. Do you ever watch the video of the train cutting a baby in half?
Oh, no.
No.
Cuties, too.
It's cuties. God damn it.
Cutties.
Cutties. Yeah, do we watch that? There's that... What is a website called?
I don't know. I just clicked on site? Train on Baby.
Hoodsite.com?
Fuckkids.com.
The Gauntlet.
The Gauntlet. Yeah, the Gauntlet Challenge.
Yeah.
You ever done that?
No.
It's brutal, dude. Is this still up? We did an episode of Legion of Skanks. It was Legion of Skanks, The Gauntlet. I'll look it up. And
I'm built for this. I can handle this. This
dude, is what there's a new... suicide video that went out, I saw on Facebook.
The guy with the gun?
Hell yeah, dude.
Which one is this?
Hell yeah. Pull that dude, up.
Pull it up.
Get on hoodsite.com right now.
So pull it up.
It's the worst gunshot it's worse than anything we've ever seen on like Faces of Death.
Yeah.
Like this is
a I watched HD. A baby get cut in half with a train. That was the worst thing I've ever
seen.
So
HD webcam shot.
Okay, hold on. Pull that up. I want to see it. This is going to be brutal. Warning, gore. We're about to see some gory shit. Sorry. But the gauntlet, dude, it was 25 videos. Each one is harder to watch than the last
one. The very first one you watch is the paper cuts from the Jackass movie.
Yeah, okay. Where they're going like... And then it goes... No, I think the first one's actually the arm snapping.
Oh, yes.
The two girls that are arm wrestling and the arm snaps, which I don't give a fuck about. Then it goes to the paper cuts, which I'm like, ugh. Yeah. Then by number like six, it's a Russian dude just stabbing his girlfriend for 6 minutes in the street. Like it's and then it gets wild. And the very last video is like that crazy Russian one where they beat the homeless guy with the
two
hammers.
Guys, hammer.
Yeah, the maniacs. Dude, we ran this as a show. Chris O'Connor and I, the fucking turd, and I ran this as a show at a comedy club in Philly, which we don't talk about anymore. But yeah, we ran this as a live show.
Just sort of similar concept.
We had the fucking Chechen rebel with like the boot on his head, and they stabbed him in the throat. That was a classic.
Of course,
timeless. Did you have the video yet?
I'm really hating this. By the way, I don't. Is it the guy with the shotgun?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
It's guy like beard with glasses.
Yeah.
I don't like gore.
I don't want to. I guess I'm saying this is Shannon has bugs. I'm a pussy. I don't want to. This is terrible.
Shannon has bugs between her legs.
Don't forget, he tried to show us cuties three times earlier.
Yeah. You fucking freak.
It's on Netflix.
There's
upsetting.
By the way, I won't watch Cuties, but we will watch a man blow his fucking brains out. What a weird world we live in, right? Like, I won't watch something that's debatably fucking weird.
What
like,
happens to this guy is what would happen if
you, by the way,
cuties.
If you don't want to watch Cuties, you're just a pedo. You're worried that your dick's going to move and you're freaking out inside. Let's get real, okay? Yeah. Anybody who's just seen that movie, I, well, at this point, because of all the hoopla,
Not me, dude. I have better things to do with my time.
Is that what you call your boner?
Stop making jokes, Dylan. You're unfunny.
That's a good attempt. Shut up, dude. Good job. Good job, Dylan.
Hoopla is one of the black girls.
Thanks, Zach.
I almost don't want to watch this fucking gore video.
You don't have to whine.
So brutal. It's... I was
all right, can upset. Can we see the first? Not we don't got to see the shot. Let's just see.
You know what it
is?
Because everyone's seen like Bud Dwyer and like the Bjork stalker. And
yeah, the Bud Dwyer.
When you shoot yourself with a pistol, it's like, whoa, that's a lot of blood in that guy's head. This is like
Scanners.
I can't believe this.
This is legit. Like,
can we see? But I don't want to see the shot. Let's just see the setup.
Yeah. So it's a Legion of Skanks fan.
Yeah, that's what I looked like before I shaved my beard off. By the way, when we made Delco proper, I looked
you
like
had
like
a
this.
Beard last time I saw you for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
So he's. But he's, like, taking calls, because like, I think he's announced on something.
He's on Facebook Live.
Yes.
And his family and friends are trying to call him, like, dude, don't fucking...
But you're a faggot. Yourself. You're still on Facebook. Yeah. Kill yourself.
Yeah. You listen to this great looking
motherfucker.
Yeah. He's taking calls. How far... Don't just show it yet.
I don't know.
Just
don't
start know? It.
Oh, my God.
Well, Zach. You'll know when he's about to do it when they flash the hood site logo. Like, when it scrolls past the screen, that's how you know when someone's
so can
about
you
to
tell
lose
me
a limb.
Can you say stop or something?
When no. the gun goes in his mouth.
This is brutal.
Yeah.
That's when he's going to kill himself.
He puts the gun under his chin.
Okay.
Actually, he gets a phone call, I think, from his mom, and he's like...
No, from his mom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal.
He, like, picks up the phone, and he's like, hello? And you don't hear anything, and he's like, oh, that's how you're going to be? So you know the mom is like, you're fucking gay,
did you hear that? Did you hear that ringtone? His what? Mom's the real psychopath. She's calling him through Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, true.
What a fucking creep.
Good.
Stop.
You know, mother. Oh, mama, I know you're listening. You're watching because it's too much of a good show.
Whoa.
But you didn't even reach out when I needed you.
I think you could skip forward probably like 30 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know if I would have watched this.
Yeah, dude, this
right, so pause. Oh, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? This is fucking dark, dude.
James, get in here.
This is fucking dark.
Dude, it's the worst one I've ever seen. And like I don't like
gore.
But in high school, that's all we did was look at Rotten.com.
Yeah, but Rotten.com was not like, it was like, here's a picture of a mummified corpse from
the... There was some like celebrity autopsies.
Yeah, which just wasn't that bad. They were all like, it was also pictures from the 80s and 90s weren't just that fucking crazy. It was like, it was a little blurry. Like, this shit's like, he's like, mama, you should have called me. I'm like, God damn,
yeah,
dude.
I guess that
so you're saying you want to save it for Skanks?
No, I don't want to save for Skanks.
That's fucked up, dude. You're not going to waste it on
no,
us?
No, I won't.
Damn, dude. Yeah, we took a fucking bus to get here. And you're gonna save it for Skanks?
No, I'm not gonna save it for Skanks.
We were gonna come watch tonight. God damn, you just torpedoed
this is
my
a nightmare,
entire day.
Dude.
We're going,
this is a nightmare.
We better stretch before we train.
Fuck.
All right,
we'll watch it. I mean, how are the people in the chat reacting to this? Do they want to say it?
They want to kill themselves.
They're all ignoring Facebook calls
just
from their moms.
It's that guy.
How do they feel about it?
I see one person that says, "Show the gunshot." Lost in the sauce.
Lost in the sauce. That sounds like a fucking...
Blame him, dude.
Serial killer.
You got a scapegoat and everything.
That is brutal. It's just fucking...
Also, it gets funny right after he does it, because one of the first cops
so,
that shows
yeah,
up is wearing flip-flops.
The cop comes in, because like the cops are definitely on the way, and they're just a little too late.
Oh,
and
no.
The cop is just like...
Like 10 seconds
he
too
comes
late.
In,
no!
He comes in, and he's like... Ugh, you.
He might have killed himself because he heard the cops coming in then. If it's 10 seconds, he probably heard them.
I mean, they're right behind them, but there's a good... 8 to 10 seconds, and it's just the sound of
flip flops.
No, like it sounds like a faucet of blood hitting the ground.
Yeah,
like it's
rough.
Insane.
The chat wants to see it.
The chat wants to see it. All right, fuck, go. Oh, God damn it.
I see all yeses, Dylan.
Damn
you can
it.
Play it and not watch.
Yeah, Dylan, how about you fucking put a fucking tampon in your pussy,
don't
you
watch
fucking
it.
Bitch.
Look away.
You watch cuties.
Also, Dylan's wearing an ironic Trayvon Martin hoodie, so don't fucking listen to him about anything.
Damn, dude.
Oh, this sucks.
This sucks so bad.
Every single one of you.
Oh, so much anticipation.
Buck, what about you, man? Like, you want to keep messaging me? Buck, what about the time whenever I tried to work for you at Best Buy?
Oh no.
This guy's life sucks.
Like, yeah, I'm one of the best damn managers in Tupelo, man. One of the best damn managers in Tupelo.
Yeah, the more you hear about him, the more you're like, maybe not a bad idea. A
time of day. Yeah.
Let it build.
Let me give you the time of day.
Oh, he's got the shotgun right there. I'm seeing it. Yeah, oh,
boy.
No.
Yeah, boy.
I don't want to see this.
So, yeah, you want to, like, bring up that I convinced you about managers? But, hey, here you are, man. Like, you wouldn't even give me the chance.
Dude, imagine being one of your final thoughts. Like, you should have given me that job at Best Buy.
That was he, man. Like, dude. I know how good
I wanted the friends and family discount.
Yeah. I work for you at Radio Shack.
I could have saved 40% on a new TV.
I'm good.
You had questions. I had answers.
I got a closet full of blue shirts and fucking khakis, man.
You can ask.
I'm the best Jason motherfucking ship manager you've ever met.
And if you want to know why this is so pixelated, is because I did not have a better webcam. Had I gotten that job at Best Buy, I probably could have.
Oh, I feel bad. You didn't want to watch it. Now you're making fun of it.
What am I supposed to do? We got to make it fucking hilarious. Go.
No, this is... I was a producer at Netflix. I greenlit cuties.
No, you don't want to, like, actually give me a shot to show you.
A shot. Fuck no, yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Guess we'll snake. Hold on. There we go.
It was all worth it.
He has a sense of humor right up to the very end, which I appreciate.
You got a Ouija board in here. Let's talk to him. Also, he shouts out Legion of Skanks right before he pulls it.
Jesus Christ.
I tell you what, somebody call the cops in New Albany and tell them that they get Autumn Russell to call me. Like, I will walk out of here right now.
Ah,
wait, what?
It's a hot coworker, Autumn Russell. I guarantee it.
Oh, no. Oh, what a weirdo.
This thing
sucks. All right, you know, you should die.
If y'all could get her to walk in here pussy first, I might reconsider.
Hey, I would love to side-by-side 69 with Autumn Russell. If anybody could get her here right now, I will put
this
gun down.
He's about to side 69 with a fucking shotgun.
Jesus Christ, dude.
To be brutally honest,
nightmare, dude.
I wouldn't mind a tussle with Russell. Would that be so hard? Oh, I can't. All right, now I can't take the anticipation.
Yeah, this is really fucking
Skip had, like,
long. Oh, this is exactly what the Nick Mullen suicide video is going to look like.
It just would stop
laughing in the background.
He's just going to be really committed to an impression of this guy.
Oh my God, dude, this is brutal. Just fucking do it already, dude.
He might answer this one. He's already got suicide hair.
I don't even know half you people trying to call me.
I mean, that should make you feel better. Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. So, I mean, so here's why he sucks, okay? Because you're doing it on fucking Facebook Live. Just do it if you're going to do it. Dude, I'm getting angry now. You know what, dude? Fuck this guy. Fuck this guy, dude.
All right, here it is.
Yeah, you want to talk to me now?
You're fucking gay, dude. You should do it.
Oh, no. Oh, it's
you won't.
Coming.
You won't.
Turn it off now if you're going to.
Zach, I'm just going to look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you want to talk to me now?
Not
Can
really.
You hear me now?
Not really. I just want to have to write the newspaper article about it. I just don't
can
want
you,
to.
Can you hold the phone up so I can
hear
it?
Oh, no, here it is.
I guess that's it.
No.
Ready?
No.
The splash cam. Hands up.
Oh, God.
Oh!
the ringtone music.
Wow, that was right on cue. Oh, there's a cat. No.
Oh, the cat.
God damn it.
All right, that can be our horrible cat. She witnessed her own owner's death.
It's like, you got any crickets?
The drips.
Oh, Christ.
Here come the drips.
I got to pee now.
Someone replace his face with the Skanks logo.
Jesus Christ, dude.
That's a nice little jack.
I got to be honest with you. It was better than I thought it was going to be in terms of, like, how sickening, because it looked almost fake.
It's so much.
That's the way you got to do it, by the way. We've always talked about how to kill yourself. My concern with...
What if he's still alive there?
He looks like Ari's asshole. That was brutal. That was pretty fucking brutal. Obviously, Shannon, don't include that in the YouTube. Oh, that was pretty bad. Yeah, that's...
And just the cop coming in, he's like, I think we're too late.
Did they ever explain why the cops were in flip-flops?
He probably got the call and just ran out of the house.
Yeah, we've heard reports of a fun shot. Yeah, he had crickets in his boots. Fuck. Yeah, dude, sorry the bugs are loud near your house. Dude, are you okay?
That's what I feel like doing every time I listen to those crickets in my backyard. That was truly fucking
brutal.
Dylan
said.
Dylan, shut up. Stop being a pussy, dude. You're not going to bring him back by fucking not watching it.
Oh,
Dylan.
God, Eddie's pretended.
All Dylan, right. You know that everyone wants that to be you.
Right? All right, wait. Pull that up on one side and cuties up on the other. And we have to, you can only look at one.
Cuties or death, Dylan? You got to choose
one. He clockwork oranged himself on cuties, but he can't watch, you know, one little.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It was one gunshot. It wasn't even that many gunshots.
I really hate gore. I don't like it. The second the blood, I heard that, I had to rip off my headphones. That was terrible. Also, cuties.
Cuties is hot.
Fucking psychos.
It's art, dude.
See, also, cuties is just art. Sexy. What am I supposed to say?
How do you watch that, Tim? I thought you had a good heart. I believed in you.
Bro, I was.
You were so nice. You like hugged me. You saw me. You smiled. How do you watch that shit?
I get it. Some people are desensitized to it. Like when you watch a beheading, beheading's worse than that.
Dude, if you have enough real problems in your life, it's kind of you do become kind of detached from just shocking gore on the internet.
Dylan, he's wearing a backwards hat with his bangs hanging out the front.
Oh, are they?
Some wires are crossed.
Yeah.
Well, I've looked gay for an hour and 8 minutes now. Thanks a lot, for
Dylan. Are you
gay for 22 years?
Dylan, you're 22 years old, right? So you don't really remember a time without like the internet, at all.
I'm not trying to be. I have two older siblings. I'm in this weird generation where like my older brother had like a Nintendo 64. So like I remember being in middle school, going to aftercare, and my friend showing me. We go on the computer and showed me like porn and shit like that. I was maybe like I was definitely young, like 10. I got caught like looking at porn at like 11.
Yeah,
shit like that. But like I'm in this little weirdness. But like I never was like. My friends were never looking up gore. We were like just looking up like pussy and skateboarding videos.
Yeah, I know.
You know what it is? 9/11. 9/11 pulled the Band-Aid off, and then the Nick Berg beheading video. Zach, you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, is that the first beheading video that came out?
It's those fucking Arab ones where they use like a butter knife.
Yeah.
And it takes like 10 minutes to cut the guy's head off.
Yeah.
It's not like a fucking samurai.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't the first, but it definitely defined the genre.
It's the ones where they gurgle.
A beheading video with a knife where they're just fucking like this, that shit. Like, you're like, oh my God.
And then
God.
They try whacking a couple times. And then
this is fucking
coming
through. They're hitting it with a shoe. Like
yeah, they stand on his back and they're just pulling his hair.
Dude, one's grabbing his legs, the other one's got his head, his foot on a wall, like.
ISIS doesn't get enough credit for how vaudeville they were.
They also had the nicest cameras. Like, it was before everyone had nice 4K cameras. Dude, ISIS had the fucking jump on 4K, dude.
Dude, Sony guts.
The Nick Berg video is in higher definition than almost any birthday I have recollection of.
It looks better than the Rogan podcast currently. And that was how many years ago?
It's also funnier.
Oh, shit, Rogan.
I'm the worst. I fucking suck. Go. I'm gay.
You're fucking gay. Shit, you never attack.
I'm fucking gay.
I never attack Lord Rogan. Yeah, dude, that was really hard to watch.
We got through it. Here we are.
Yeah.
Do your crickets seem like as much of an issue now?
You're right, dude. I have come to terms with my crickets now.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But if you're going to kill yourself, that's the way to do it. Because it's guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed death. Right?
You don't want to shoot yourself with something that could possibly just give you, like, sloppy gop fits.
I don't know where the angle is. I don't know where the shutoff circuit is in my head or brain. Right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know to go, I feel like this, I'm just going to shoot through the back of my fucking head, and I'm going to have a hole in the back of my head, and it's going to hurt.
Have you ever seen the suicide helmet that guy made? This guy made a helmet and he put like these different canals in it so that he could put like, it was like more than a dozen shotgun shells.
Nice.
And then he like wired them all to like a detonator. So he shot himself with like 12 shotgun slugs at the same time.
To guarantee death.
Obliterated his head.
Hell yeah.
I respect that.
I respect that too. We talked about that recently, the suicide roller coaster. Some like weird, dark fucking German artist designed a roller coaster that it snaps your neck. Like all like 16 riders, it kills them on like however many loops. It like fucking
Was that on Shark Tank? Dude, but you should adopt that cat that walked in.
That's what I'm saying. That cat. How bad does that cat wish it was a cat with no eyes?
Yeah.
That cat fucking saw some
shit. Second that guy died, that cat was like, and the cops was like, no, fuck! Damn it. That was like 2 weeks of good eating.
I mean, how long do you think it would be before your pet ate you? Like, you blow your head off like that. How quickly before your pet eats you?
First missed meal.
You think so?
Absolutely.
How quickly did you?
That's a 4 hour tops. If it just ate.
The psychology behind your pet, because your pet does love you. Like, your cat. Cats do not love. I don't believe cats can love. But your dog loves you. But I feel like you're around 5 to 7 days. At some point, the body will start to get rotten past the poop. I'm glad that somebody asked this to Google.
I guess around 5 to 7 days, depending. What a fucking creep.
Dogs can go along.
By my estimation, you've got 5 to 7 days before you're too rancid for most pets to even bother.
Oh, that's
bother.
Not what is. No. That's just asking how long can your pets eat you for. Sorry, that's 5 to 7 days they can eat you.
Eight days he yelps about you.
But how...
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, how long would it be before your pet, like... Is there a switch where you become a bag of meat where they go, oh, yum? Or are they mourning for you, like lying next to you and like Simba with his father, his dead body just fucking snuggling into you?
I don't respect that kind of dog. Like, to lay down next to your dead master type shit, fuck off.
Yeah, I want my dog to literally be eating me from the butthole through my... would just come out my fucking mouth.
Yeah, I want a dog like yapping at me, like taking a shot at me, keeping me on my toes at all times. Don't fucking lay next to my
couch. I want my dog, before I'm dead, I want my dog to be gnawing on me.
Yeah, I want a fucking gay pussy dog.
Fucking bitch ass dog. If I want a pussy dog, I can get a cat. Thank you very much.
I want my dog constantly trying to smother me in my sleep with a pillow.
I'm hungry.
The cat's Ace Ventura 2-ing at your asshole.
What does it say, Dylan? Dylan wants to talk so bad, I see it.
Oh, my God. I get you an answer.
Shannon.
Says the timing is really different on everyone, because, I mean, every pet's different. Also, I think how close you are with the pet is. But it literally just says it varies. This one story said that this dog got locked in the house with their owner, and the owner was dead, and the dog clearly waited before eating the owner until it had to survive.
He dry-aged the owner.
Nice.
It's like the marble dog. Yeah, they gave that dog a munchies show on YouTube.
Shannon, what were you going to say? I feel like Shannon had a better answer.
Oh, no. There was research done from like the body farms, human body farms. But yeah, that's what I was saying. It's not a very specific answer.
Yeah, you hear about that a lot. I would assume it. I would assume... Whatever it is, like something like the instinct snaps where you stop being their owner. You just turn into like meat. You just turn into fucking just a rotting corpse sitting there. Because dogs and cats, they don't think the same way we think, you know?
Yeah.
I don't even know how much they'd really fucking care.
Yeah.
Do dogs cry? I want
them to eat me as soon as possible.
Can dogs cry?
It sounds like a children's book you should write.
Do dogs cry?
Dude, when your son goes back to school, sneak it in his backpack and be like, yo, just put this in the library. Just shut the fuck up and do what I say.
Do dogs cry? The Puerto Rican single father.
Shannon, do dogs cry? Yeah. Do they have tear ducts? They have tear ducts. Let me see.
Look at that. Let fuck you.
We miss her too.
She's Jewish.
We miss her too.
Her owner died in Bow Auschwitz.
Hey, you get that dog some kibbles and Auschwitz.
Dude, that fucking dog needs to get over it.
Jesus Christ. That was... That dog is definitely a fat woman reincarnated.
I don't know why.
The black mother.
Listen to me. If that dog was just crying a little one, I'd be sad. But the fact that that dog was dry heaving crying was hilarious to me.
If they brought that dog to the funeral, it would definitely throw itself in the casket.
Oh, Lordy Lou.
Hey, get out of here.
It went on dog Facebook and started with like, it is with a heavy heart. You ever see like when Wiggers die, all their friends, they can't wait for the it with a heavy heart post.
It's with a heavy paw.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. So, are there more dogs crying? I have no idea dogs cry.
Can we get maybe a soldier's grave?
Dude, that was fucking hilarious, dude. That dog bawling. Wow.
when dogs with black owners with the owners tie their dogs are doing the electric slide.
Is there more dogs crying?
Well, he's looking that
well
up,
dogs can feel sadness if they don't actually cry the same way humans do. In other words, the sad feelings don't prompt a flow of tears. Humans, in fact, are the only humans on the planet to shed tears as a result of emotional state. See, thank you. That's what I was saying. So that dog was hyperventilating. Yeah.
The dog had asthma.
They were killing
Jewish dogs. Yeah. You notice you can only see the dog's head. There could have been a fat person sitting on the dog. Yeah.
He's that crying. Dog was he's being so sad. Tortured. That had nothing to do with fucking that old Jewish lady dying. That was, you know what that was? That was fucking probably a dog that just did that when it fucking had to, like a hairball or something, and they were like, let's bring it to a cemetery and do a fucking viral video.
I also found an article of, because I'm still trying to find out about pets eating their owners, and there's a story of a woman who just passed out from being too drunk and her dog started to eat her face.
Hell yeah. Mm.
So some dogs won't wait until you're actually dead.
Fucking drunk.
Oh, I'd love to see a response to that fucking crying husky. Like, oh, actually, as a dog specialist, this isn't cute behavior. This dog actually hates Jews. You know
what I mean? It would be cool if there's like a breed of dog that just eats pussy when you die.
Dude, my dog would fucking sport, would love to eat pussy. Dude, my dog, a girl would come over and they would leave their jeans on my floor. He would chew a hole in the crotch of their jeans. Like a fucking beast. Like a fucking, you know what? My dog sport.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Love it. Love
he would eat panties too, right?
Yeah, panties. He would chew the fuck out of those panties. But
maybe
jeans,
just likes onions.
The jeans were something that like girls would get. Like, what the fuck? Damn. Should be a big hole just in the crotch of their jeans.
He would actually tell the women, "Go lay down."
Yeah. But I mean, that also is them dealing with the fact that their pussy definitely has something to it.
Yeah,
enough that a dog is like, nom, 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 nom,
nom. Yeah. Oh yeah, there's some must. Beef. Yeah, there's some must there.
There's some MSG.
Yeah. All right, look, we're gonna wrap this one up. We're gonna do a training a little bit, boys. I have two quick meetings for about an hour. Is that okay?
We'll
go after that.
I'll go find some shorts.
Hell yeah, dude! Go grab some skorts and we'll fucking get this going. And I want to thank you guys. Please go follow Dad Meat. Download their podcast. Subscribe. Two of the funniest guys. Love having you guys on. We're gonna look. I need some more jiu-jitsu training, so you guys gotta be coming to the city much more often.
We'll do it, man.
And let's fucking get some podcasting in, some training in. Fucking, that'll be that. But you guys are the best. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show. Everyone listening, subscribe, do all that other shit. iTunes, yada yada yada. We'll be back on Wednesday with another great show. Peace.
That's all, folks.